It is time for us to bring in Mike Causey, and it's time for us to check sports. Morning there, Mike.
Good morning.
And how are you this morning?
I'm good.
All right. Are you surprised at Dombrowski's firing?
Shocked.
Yeah, so am I. Mike, rattle off for me. How many World Series have they won under him?
A few.
How many AL East championships have they won under him? Five? Four?
I mean, they've been doing well. I don't understand it because the one season where they didn't have the pitching to get there.
But Mike,
I mean,
it's not even. It's not,
I don't know.
It's not even that they didn't have the pitching. Their pitching was bad this year, but it's also the year of the golf ball. And it changed the landscape of everything that's in this league. You realize the Yankees are 10 home runs behind Minnesota, okay, for the home run lead. Minnesota's at 286. The Yankees are at 276. It changed pitchers. It changed the game. And that's why I think the Red Sox have made a mistake here.
I think they just made a mistake because they just didn't have the pitching. It doesn't matter if they were playing with a golf ball. They don't have guys that can come in and hold anybody. And that's the reason why the Red Sox are in the position they're in. They got off to a slow start hitting. Then the hitting picked up, but the pitching never picked up. They lost their number one pitcher for the year. I don't know how all of that's Dombrowski's fault. If that's the reason why Dombrowski got fired, there's a lot of GMs that should be fired. The Mets GM should be trashed right now then.
Yeah, no, I was amazed. I was absolutely amazed.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, so. Very much so. He'll be picked up real quick.
Yeah. Oh, you know, maybe he'll go back to Detroit.
I don't think he'll go there, but he'll go somewhere.
All right. Well, let's we can go through the NFL because like I just said before, you called in. As a Giant fan, Giant and Jet fans can go to sleep for the next 26 weeks because
season's over.
You're not going to the Super Bowl. And what I said, what I tweeted and what I posted today, 2 minutes after the New England Patriots made their latest acquisition was, why play the games? Let's right now avoid injury and declare the New England Patriots the winner of the Super Bowl.
What was the final in that game last night?
Which 30 to it was either 30-3 or
27-3.
Yeah, but now they're adding Antonio Brown, who's, and you know, if there's one person who can coach people like this, it's Bill Belichick.
Yep, because he's going to tell them this the way it is, and if you don't like it, you're gone.
Yeah,
the very first sign of Antonio Brown pulling his baby stuff, he's going to be out the door.
You know, he's going to tell him, you've got a $9 million bonus riding on this year and a Super Bowl win. He's going to, the last person that could coach a rowdy bunch of people like that was John Madden. But this guy in New England, he just knows how to bring these people under the tent. And unless something really, really strange happens, I just can't see them now losing. I can't see them not winning the Super Bowl again.
Well, it all depends if number 12 standing at the end of the year.
He's amazing. Amazing. Well, anyways.
He made some throws last night. A little bit I watched. I seen him thread one. I think it was the last touchdown he threw between two guys behind him to another one. What a throw you made.
No, it's amazing. It's those two together are the greatest coaching player combo in the history of the NFL. Bar none.
No doubt.
Bar none. And that's not saying one quarterback's better than the other. I'm just saying the best two people to lead their team on the field and off the field in the history of the game.
Well, they did it the longest.
Yep. Bart Starr and
not as long as this guy.
No, they did it 3 years.
These guys have been doing it for 20.
It's amazing. It's amazing. It just doesn't happen this way in sports nowadays. It just doesn't.
Nope.
All right. So how do we do in the weekend?
You did about as good as the Giants.
0-2.
1-3. You're 1-3 right now. You're 1-2 for the weekend.
Okay.
You had Cleveland, Atlanta. They both lost. New England won. I had the Eagles, the Chargers, and the Dallas. And Dallas, they all won.
All right. Who's playing tonight?
The Saints are playing Houston in New Orleans, and Denver's playing Oakland in Oakland.
I'm going to take Oakland, and I'm going to take the Saints.
Yeah, that's the same two I have written down. So we both have the same ones for tonight.
So that's what I'm taking for the games tonight. All right. So now, let's go to Major League Baseball, or as like I like to say, yesterday it was Fungo Ball again because some of the scores were just eye-popping yesterday.
Oh, sick.
Eye-popping. Can the players that play in this league be that bad? Listen to this. Texas 10, Baltimore 4, Philadelphia 10, the Mets 7. Let's go down here. Houston 21, Seattle 1. We'll get back to that game in just a second. And the Yankees 10 over Boston 5. Let's get back to that Houston game. Mike, that game, that one run, Houston got one hit. Seattle got one hit in that game. One hit.
Uh-huh.
That game was close to being, once again, a perfect game.
Yeah, it was cold pitched yesterday.
Yeah. 21-1, the one hit was a home run.
It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, and you can't say that we're using the Super Bowl for just when Houston was up.
No. You have better players, There's no doubt about it, but still it's just amazing. The scores we're seeing this year on a constant basis are amazing.
And they're just like trying to ruin every sport because with baseball, this time of year is where you bring up your minor leaguers. You see what kind of production you can get from them.
Yeah.
Now they're saying you have to limit it because everybody brings up pitchers and this and that. I mean, once again, folks, if a baseball game's too long for you to watch, don't watch it. Go watch the NFL. Go watch tennis. Go watch whatever you want to watch. Baseball is baseball. It's not on a time clock. If your life is more important than watching the game, don't watch the game. That's all. Go do something else. You can't change baseball for the snowflakes. You can't change an entire sport to have somebody have more interest in it. If you're not interested in it, go do something else. I don't care what you do. Go clean fish. Go do whatever you want to do. Don't watch the game. Don't ruin the game to get some idiots interested in it, like you did with football, with the fantasy and everything else, and the lack of rules. Don't do it. I mean, look at yesterday's Giant and Cowboy game. You have close to 1,000 yards in offense. That's football?
No, it's not. And you know, I'm glad you brought that up. I see all the national papers, the Cowboys' offense is lethal. It was lethal against a terrible defense. And by the way, folks, if you think that Dallas defense is going to do something against a good ball club, the Giants gained 500 yards. You know, this is the whole thing about sports.
Well, who's good in the NFC that's going to beat them?
Them? No, I'm not talking about in the NFC. I'm talking about...
Well, the measuring stick to everybody is New England.
Yeah.
There's no doubt. But New England's been better than everybody for almost 20 years.
Yeah. In the NFC, who's going to beat them? I don't know. I don't know.
I don't think anybody's going to beat them. But then again, you have injuries. Yeah. So you never know what's going to happen with injuries. And you never know when somebody's going to decide they don't want to play because they want to get paid more money.
And yeah, I guess so. But
the NFL's taking a page out of the NBA.
I was going to say absolutely. It's sports is entertainment, but it's not entertainment first. So
no,
you got to have talented players. If you don't have talented players, people are not going to pay these prices to go see when they can go to minor league stadiums and see better baseball.
Yeah, you have to have players that can play the game the way it's supposed to be played. You have to preach fundamentals and everything else, and it's not happening. So what are you going to do?
Yeah.
Baseball's a joke. I mean, how in God's name can a team score 21 runs?
Yeah.
How?
Yeah. Yeah.
I just don't get it. I mean, this is professional baseball. This isn't travel baseball. 22 hits they got.
Yeah.
22 hits. That's insane. And the Mariners, they struck out 17 times.
Huh.
17 out of 27 outs were strikeouts. Now, I don't know if these guys were brought up from the minors or whatever it was, whatever the case is, which is the case right now, but it is what it is. No major league team should be able to score 21 runs off another major league team.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big leagues. It's not little league.
Where else? We got about a minute left. Anything else? How did your racing do this weekend?
We had a winner at Belmont Saturday and a couple of seconds in Kentucky Downs. Tough weekend this weekend.
All right, well, keep those NFL
stats. One of my big picks got scratched. Bigger picture, he got scratched, so that upset that apple cart. So it was one of those weekends.
All right, well, keep our picks there, and you keep the schedule so we know how far behind I get early on.
Oh, man. This is crazy. Football's nuts.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Yeah, it's the downgrading of all the talent levels in sports because there's too many teams and there's too many people playing that shouldn't be playing.
I mean, my friend he's a Dolphin fan, and I just checked the score while I was at the track yesterday. I think it was 42-3 before the half.
Yeah.
How is that possible?
It's amazing stuff going on.
And here we thought after the Green Bay Bear game that it was going to be a boring weekend scoring-wise.
Yeah, no.
I would venture to say without knowing that probably every game, close to every game, went over this weekend.
Yeah. Amazing.
It's the Pinball Football League.
All right. We'll check with you mañana.
I'll be here.
All right, Mike. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club.